Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. Hacheresh es hakever, someone who plows a field, and in this field was a grave. So our concern is that perhaps the blades of the plow dragged some of the bones and spread the tum around the field. So the halacha is, beis apras, the field around this grave now gets the status of a beis apras. A beis apras is the name given to a field which the chachamim were geyser a safek tumah on it, because we're concerned that perhaps in the process of plowing, the bones of the mace were scattered throughout this area. At kamahu oisa, for how far from the actual grave does the status of beis apras apply, meaning for how much ground around the plowed grave has the tumah of a beis apras? Meloi mana, the full amount of a furrow. How long a plow would make a furrow in one motion, which is mea amma. That would be a total of 100 ammas. As we know, it could either be 150 feet or 200 feet, depending on whether you hold an amma is 1.5 feet or 2 feet, which is base arba se'im, which would be a total of 4 squares. Sa, which the Mefarshim say is a total of 10,000 square amos. Rabbi Yossi says, base chamesh, it's 5 sa, which would be 1,250 square amos. Habimayred uvemala. But what if the grave was on an incline or a decline? So, in this case, we're assuming that the bones would spread differently than they would spread in a level field. So the halacha is, noisein roiva kashinim. You take a quarter of a kav of vetch, a seed, and you put it al boirecha machresha on the knee of the plow. Now, one of the techniques that they used for plowing and planting, was that the plow itself had like a little tube which would drop seeds into the freshly plowed furrow in the process. So that way they didn't have to go back and plant seeds in a second effort. So as the plow went along, there was like a little pipe sticking out from the plow which the seeds would slide down and automatically plow the field. So, when you put a quarter of a kav of these seeds into that knee, that pipe that goes down, and ad mokim sheyitzmechu shloisha kashinim ze bitzad ze, and as you walk along, the seeds initially would fall down very rapidly. You'd have three consecutive, many, many seeds consecutive. As there's less and less, they begin to become more scattered. So, till the last point where you have three seeds falling one next to another, ad sham hu'oise beis pras, that is how far the beis pras extends. But once the seeds stop falling next to each other, that's already out of the realm of the beis pras. Rabbi Yossi says, "Bamoirad veloy b'ma'ale." This din of beis pras of meloy hamana, which is 100 amma that we said in the reisha, that only applies on a downhill. But on an uphill, it does not make any beis pras at all. Because normally, because according to Rabbi Yossi, plows don't pull things uphill, only downhill. This is the way the Bar Tanura explains. There's other ways to understand this Mishnah as well. Mishnah Beis. Hayachiresh v'itiach besela. If someone was plowing, and the plow hit rock, I begader, or he hit a fence, I shenir hamachresha, or if he cleaned the plow, ad sham hoisa beis apras, until there the beis apras will be. In other words, once the plow hits stone, you stop plowing, you stop pulling dirt, you have to turn, you have to move away from it. Or if you hit a fence, you're obviously going to turn. Or if you clean the plow, in all these three cases, there's no bones possibly left inside the attached to the blades. Therefore, ad sham hu oisa beis apras, the status of a beis apras only applies until there, and you don't have to be concerned about tumah past that point. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Eliezer says, beis apras, oisa beis apras, one beis apras can make another beis apras, meaning if, let's say, we plow a field as above and we got to 100 amos around where the grave is, then someone else comes, or at another time the person comes and begins to plow from the end of that 100 amos further 100 amos, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the next 100 amos now also becomes a beis apras, because we're concerned maybe the plow picked up a bone from the beis apras and brought it into the new area. Rabbi Yeshua says, Pa'amim Aisa, Pa'amim Aisa. Sometimes it will do it, and sometimes it won't do it. Ketzad, how would this work out? Charish Chatzi Mano, if someone plowed 50 Amos, half of a furrow. V'chazar v'charish Chatzi, then he came back and plowed the next 50. V'chein Hatzdadim, or let's say he plowed 50, and then made a right turn, a 90-degree turn, and plowed 50 in the other direction. Hareza Aisa Beis HaPras, that would extend the Beis HaPras. However, charash meloy man, if you plowed already the full 100 amma, chazar v'charash mimena v'lechutz, and then you went and plowed from the end of that 100 amma forward, eina isa beis apras, it would not make a beis apras.